the two presenters for their very important contributions here. We know Pastor Murillo since a long time. He has been our friend, and he has contributed extensively to the entire work against racism here at the UN. And we, of course, look forward to cooperate with him in his new capacity. We do, however, share some of the concerns that were expressed by the Human Rights Council concerning the modalities of the permanent forum. And I think these are things that needs to be considered further on how this can be improved. That is also related to whether the forum is based on the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which is important issue, as the Program of Activity states that the implementation of the decade is an integral part of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. And we also think that this draft of the chair, which is very good and which does refer to the DDPA, should have this reaffirmation of the DDPA further strengthened, as it is so that the DDPA is the birthplace of recognition of people of African descent in the United Nations system. And therefore, the DDPA has such a special role. We are also very satisfied and happy to see that there is the recognition of Afrophobia as the special term for racial discrimination against people of African descent, and that the European Union is also a part of this affirmation, as we heard from the presentation by Michel Moua. I am very glad about this because actually it was in Sweden, in my country, in 2006 that we started to work on this. We had a little group within the Center Against Racism of three persons, which I was part of, which started to launch the concept, which did exist before in the US, but was not a very active one. So we got the governmental recognition finally in a few years' time. It had activities and so on developed. We were able to take it further to European and international NGOs. And we had the working group of experts on people of African descent, which took it up and started to advocate it to get recognition for it in the UN system, where they stated in 2013 that the term Afrophobia requires an active and systematic follow-up in order to assure the full implementation of this important assertion of the special and unique form of discrimination faced by people of African descent and assuring its equal use with analogous terms that are used to address the stigmatization and prejudice against ethnic, religious, and other vulnerable groups. End quote. And I am glad that this way that working at a national level, taking it to an international level as NGOs, it was part of the declaration from the NGO Forum, Civil Society Forum for the Durban Review Conference, also the agreement that Afrophobia was a very important concept. And then we had the working group of experts, and also in the Human Rights Council it was referred to, and now it is crystallized into this draft declaration on the rights of people of African descent. I would also like to mention with regard to the European Union countries that a few months ago, the Swedish government issued a program of activities to combat Afrophobia. And that was part of a series of programs to combat Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, anti-Ziganism, and so on. So We had actually a special program that was published in Sweden on combating Afrophobia. And it is an interesting effort that was made by the government. However, there are also weaknesses in it, as it does not refer to the DDPA nor the program of activities of the decade. But it's a very important development that in one country we have a program of activities on combating Afrophobia, and we hope that this will be improved on. So it's an example that could be taken up in other countries, including European countries. So with this, I would like to thank very much Michaela Mua for her very interesting and very comprehensive contribution. So I think it has been a very good introduction here with two very important and very knowledgeable speakers whom we would like to see further cooperation with. Of course, Pastor Murillo is our friend since a long time, and Michaela, of course, is someone that who has come recently and I think has made already a tremendous contribution. I thank them both.